AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A student at Harvard had this reaction after hearing the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action, the consideration of race in college admissions.
This is just racism. It's just racism with a very thin veil.
The AP's Mark Sherman at the Supreme Court reports colleges will have to find a new way to diversify the student population.
There are some people who favor socioeconomic-based affirmative action. If people who are poorer, regardless of their race, may qualify for some special consideration. There's also been some talk, although it doesn't seem to be likely, that universities could eliminate such things as preferences for the children of alumni. That would help, people have said, balance out or make the incoming classes more diverse.
Chief Justice John Roberts said for too long, universities have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. The Supreme Court also is backing a Christian mailman from Pennsylvania, Gerald Groff, who didn't want to work on Sundays. It's to solidify protections for workers who ask for religious accommodations.
The state of Pennsylvania was founded by William Penn, a guy who wanted to provide a place so people were free to practice their faith. And so I knew we were going to get it right. I knew that it was going to be about protecting freedom for people of faith.
The justices made clear workers who ask for accommodations, such as taking the Sabbath off, should get them unless their employers show doing so would substantially hurt the business. Florida Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson was acquitted of felony child neglect and other charges for failing to act during the 2018 Parkland School massacre. It's the first trial in U.S. history of a law enforcement officer for conduct during an on-campus shooting. A political consultant in New Jersey who had two hitmen kill a colleague for $15,000 was sentenced to 24 years in federal prison. This is AP News. The head of the Paris Olympics says the Games will be safe.
Former Olympic canoeing star and the chief organizer of the Paris Games, Tony Estanguet, has told the Associated Press that the upcoming Olympics in the French capital will be strong on security.
L'endroit le plus sûr dans le monde.
I think the safest place in the world will be in Paris on the day of the opening ceremony. The AP interview with Estanguet comes after French anti-corruption police raided their bustling Olympic headquarters on the outskirts of Paris. The investigators are looking into suspicions of favoritism, conflicts of interest, and the misuse of some of the billions of dollars being sunk into the Paris Games. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bed Bath & Beyond will live on, online at least, after Overstock.com bought the bankrupt retail chain's intellectual property assets for $21 million. Overstock.com is dumping its name and will become Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currency you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.